I've been on the It's a Small World ride for the past 5 minutes, that much I'm sure of. I may have been on it for hours, but I can't remember. I can't remember why I don't just get off. I think I don't get off because I like the music. Maybe I don't like the music. Maybe the music is really starting to get on my nerves. Like I said, I can't remember. I can't remember when I started forgetting things. I think that's ironic, if I'm using that word correctly. But one day, everyone started forgetting things, who we were, what we did, who we loved. But it's nice, too. We can forget all the pain. I pass by the little wooden girls in Holland, dancing around in their yellow clogs. I like the color yellow. I think. It's bright. The boat floats into the station, the music slowly dying out. The seat is uncomfortable, my butt is sore. Probably because I've been riding around in circles for who knows how long. Maybe I'll ride it again. I think I like this ride. I'm sure the music is good. Mind if I sit here? A pretty girl asks. Her blonde hair is tied neatly behind her head in a high ponytail. She has bright blue eyes like mine. I lean over the edge of the boat and look at my reflection in the water just to be sure. I was right. We have the same color eyes. No. I smile back at her. I pat the damp bench next to me, offering her a seat. She shimmies her small frame into the row, her body shivering as her back bumps against the cold safety bar. She sits down next to me and the ride lurches forward and the familiar music plays again. Dang it, I hate this song. I'll have to remember to get off next time we stop. What's your name? The girl asks. She's close to me now. She smells of popcorn. I like popcorn. But I might hate it. I do know I like food. But I haven't eaten in a day or two. I should write these things down more often. I'll have to remember to do that next time. The girl is staring at me with her lightning blue eyes. I shrug. I don't remember. I think it's David, but it could be Louis. I like Louis. Call me that. She smiles at me and her face scrunches up. She's cute, all right. I wish I remembered how to talk to girls. That would be useful. I fumble for words. What's your name? She twirls her ponytail in her finger. She's trying to remember it. She twirls her hair faster and it comes to her. Lisa. I like that name. It has a nice ring to it, like I've heard it somewhere before in another world. She smiles again, like she's proud of her memory. I wish I was as smart as her. What are you doing here, Lisa? I ask. My thumbs twiddle around. How long is this ride? I don't know. I walked over here to do something, but then I forgot. And then you pulled up in your boat and I thought it'd be nice to go for a ride. I keep forgetting to get off this thing, I admit. I'm so stiff. I could be one of the wooden marionettes screeching, it's a world of laughter, it's a world of tears. I think you're very pretty. She shifts in her seat. Did I say something wrong? No, she's smiling again. I wish she smiled all the time. I think you're very handsome. Thanks. Yeah, don't mention it. Water splashes up from the side of the boat. Her faded jean jacket gets wet. I remember something about how it feels to have wet jeans. She starts shaking again. I put my arms around her to keep her warm. I think we are sharing body heat. Maybe I'm being creepy, but I think she likes it. She looks at me again a bit differently. Come on, brain, what am I supposed to do? Kiss her. I kiss her. We sit on the boat, two bodies against each other, lips tasting whatever we last ate. It's nice. I remember something. I remember sitting on this ride. My family is here. They're laughing and singing along to the music. My sister is punching me in the arm. I have her in a headlock, her blonde hair swaying as I shake her back and forth. Cut it out, Mark, she punches me again. It's a small world after all, I scream at her, giving her a noogie. My mother turns around. Lisa, stop it. We break away from the kiss. She wipes my spit off her face. She stops shivering. Who are you? The girl asks, twisting her ponytail. She's probably trying to remember something. I think my name's Louis, but it might be David. I like David. Call me that. What was her name? I think she told it to me. No, that can't be right. We're meeting for the first time. Oh. She looks away wistfully. The boat pulls into the station, water splashing out from the sides. I came here looking for something, but I forgot. I nod. If I see what you're looking for, I'll let you know. Thanks, Franklin, she says, as she wriggles her way out from under the safety bar. It's Paul, I remind her. She isn't very smart. I watch her leave, blue jean jacket and all. I wish I had blonde hair. I think I do. I lean over the edge of the boat and check my reflection in the water just to be sure. I'm right. The ride lurches forward, and the music picks up again. I like this song, I think. Wait, no, I don't. I don't like this song. I'll have to remember when we get back to the station. I should write these things down. I'll have to remember to do that, too.
That was Zachary Corbin reading After All. That was also a story from the compilation What Happened to Orlando? Tales of Catastrophe and Dystopia by Orlando High Schoolers. Thank you, Zach.
Thank you.